Debut one of my tracks next week. But anyhow, welcome to the S&M show. You are now tuned in with your girl, Lady Steel. We have an awesome show planned for you tonight. This is our April Fool's special. And as you know, we cut up on the S&M show every week. And this week, I got an assortment of comedians for you. Some of them you guys know off of Instagram, some are more vocal on Facebook, and some are more vocal in person. So we're going to have all three of them come together tonight as we discuss what I think is one of the more funnier things about sex, which is one-night stands. A lot of people are fronting about them nowadays, but they're happening. So without any further ado, let me chime my comedians in. Let's see. Do I have Mr. Ty Evans and Mr. Smith and George O'Neill?
Yes.
Yep.
I only got one New York comedian. Everybody else is from the South. How much is that?
Don't matter. Yeah. Don't matter.
Okay. So what I want you guys to do, one by one, for the people that may be listening and may not have heard of you, like one by one, I'd like you to introduce yourself. Tell them, you know, your comedic background, what got you into comedy, and how people can follow you. And I guess guys are very indecisive, so I have to make a decision. Let's start with Jordan O'Neill. Let's do you first.
I'm Jordan O'Neill. Right now I'm in South Carolina doing a lot of small-time stuff, Facebook, mainly social media, whatever, but... You know, people know who I am. The people who know who I am know who I am.
Okay, and let's do Ty. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm comedian Edward Ty Evans. I go by Ty Evans, Lil Ty Evans, you know, whichever one. You know what I'm saying? They know who I am. I do a lot of shows in and out of town. You can follow me on Facebook, comedian Edward Ty Evans. Twitter, comedian, tap one. Instagram, shit, I don't know, it's that hard, but fuck it, it's you know what I'm saying? But real talk, but yeah, you know, what got me into comedy, really always been silly, a class clown, you know, but it was really brought to me because people were like, man, you need to do comedy, you need to do comedy, you silly, you know. So that's how I ended up doing it. Been doing it 2 years and been kind of successful with it. Yeah.
Okay. So we're definitely going to get back into you guys' background a little more. Travis, you there?
Twitter, SKTV underscore. Instagram, SKTV underscore Facebook. I forgot what name I use, but you can use either of those at names I just gave you. You follow the foolery from the pictures to the jokes. What got me into comedy? Prison. Okay, comedy kept me out of prison. I'm lying. I never got in trouble where I had to get in prison. But I was a natural born clown. I can't sing because I think if Jesus gave me a voice to sing, I'd probably have like 87 babies right now. So, you know, he knew not to give me a voice to sing. But he definitely knew, okay, I'm going to give this jerk a sense of humor. And that's what got me into comedy.
For all of you guys that don't know, definitely follow his Instagram. He's responsible for a good amount of the memes that you actually see that ends up in circulation. It's this guy right here that's creating them. But let's go into what tonight is all about, One Night Stands. And a few of you, I know a lot of you guys have a different fan base, and I know a little bit of each of them. So I did collect some questions for you guys as far as certain situations, how you would handle them. And some that we just want to, you know, clown and have general feedback on as far as One Night Stands go. One of those questions was, in a one-night stand, are you supposed to fuck like you're never going to fuck again, or do you hold back and have safe sex because you know you're not going to see that person again? Like, what is one-night stand etiquette?
You got to definitely hold back. You don't want to give her – you can't hit her with your best move, because if you hit her with your best move, then she going to fall in love, and then it's not a one-night stand. You know what I'm saying? You inviting her for – to come back for more. You don't want to give her your best move.
No. I don't know. No, It really depends. Because I try to, you know what I'm saying, stamp my name on that. You know what I mean? So I try to put it down. You know what I mean? Me personally, I try. Yeah. But you definitely should use protection, you know what I'm saying? Because especially if you don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't plan on seeing her ass again, you know what I mean? But I don't know. Yeah.
I think you got to go balls to the wall, because you may never get that chance again. It's just like a prize fight.
Yeah, exactly.
You're down 11 rounds to 1. 12th round, you better go out swinging and try to punch the life out of that guy's face. But in this case, you got to not punch the life out of the box, but you got to go in. You got to make sure it's a one-night stand. It's your one and only time to set it off. You got to do it so good to the point that she's crazy, but since it's a one-night stand, she can't really find you. So
that's my crazy, because then it's like a thin line between love and hate. She ain't going away. She'll find
you. How does that work exactly, by the way? Because I'm one of those females, I don't understand how it happens to others, but I managed to get very pertinent information from whoever I'm sleeping with in a very short amount of time, even like on the day up. How do you guys like swerve and dodge questions like your real name and, you know, where you live and stuff like that?
You just got to bring up religion. Then, you know, it erases everything. She's like, where do you work? Well, you know, in the Bible, Jesus died and he came back to life. Do you know that? Have you accepted Jesus in your life? And it's just a distraction. You can use religion. I'm just not saying I did, but you can do it.
Well, that's a tough one. That's a tough. Well, really, I always go to their spot, so they'll never know where I stay. You know what I mean? And say I ain't been successful with fine bitches. I always get fat bitches for one night stand. So you know, each his own. So that's just me. Yeah.
I always tell them. I always give them a false name. For one, and I always tell them I'm in town for one night. I can live in the fucking town. I'm going to tell them I'm in town for one night.
Yeah,
that's how I get them.
Are there any women that are listening right now? I hope you hear this shit.
I know one thing. This show don't get a nigga in trouble tonight.
He just get a big girl snacks when she asks where you work. Hey, girl, you want some Twinkies? Oh, I want some Twinkies. Oh, I think it's a barbecue flavored Twinkies.
It could be a picture of me on the fucking wall that says every Friday night, and I'm going to tell her I'm only here for one night. I ain't from this town. Fuck that. No.
That's a typo. You got to get them big girls lemon pepper Twinkies.
You perfect the art of lying pretty well.
You have to.
No.
Now, how many stands would we say that we average in a year?
Well, what do you mean? We as in black people or we as in men?
Man, what? You got to be specific on that shit.
You about to get my ass in trouble. That's what you about to do. What the
yeah,
fuck?
I'm telling you.
Be like, well, you said you was with your friends you that night. You know what I mean?
Your individual statistics. How many one-night stands do you think that you're going to have in a year's time?
Well, in my former life, before, you know, the new shit, I was a fucking slut. So in a year, I can't count, man. It's so fucking me. I'm gonna lie to you. Like, I don't have a fucking average number. I just kind of went for it. I ran out. When I run out of code names, that's when I fucking stop.
Yeah, I think it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality. Like, I do remember this one night stand I had. It was years ago.
One night stand, man. Fuck quality.
She raped me. I think she did, because I've never been handled like that by a female before. So I could say one, just one. But it's about the quality of work that you do, not the quantity. It's the quality.
Well, do you mean quality of the woman, though? Or because after 12 o'clock, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
See,
like, I was struck out all night.
70, if you have 72 one-night stands and you can't really remember anything that happened, it's just it's the quantity. But if you had one and you remember, okay, she told me to put my elbow behind my ankle, and I don't know what happened after that, that's the quality. You remember.
I ain't fucking with that.
See? Exactly.
Well, I got to put my elbow around my shit. I ain't fucking with that. Nah, hell no. After 12 o'clock, I'll take her fat, ugly, you know what I'm saying, broke. She got that mold that I can't stop fucking staring at. I don't give a fuck after 12 o'clock because I'd have struck out all fucking day. So 12 o'clock, I mean, it's at this point, it's like, you know, sleep alone or not. I'm getting up there in age. I'm fucking tired. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be chasing nobody after 12. Come on, ugly. Let's go.
Crazy.
She could have been on Snap, too. You don't never know. That's why you got to watch that show.
That's why
you don't go to
their
fucking house.
And a lot of friends of mine... Like our number one show, like we love the ID channel. So shout out to all the ID channel watchers there.
Snap be having some bad joints up there, and I'm glad I watched that show because you never know, one of them one night stands you have could be your very last, and we could be talking about you on the show.
Okay, so
you can be on Snap the I Survive.
Are we saying the general consensus for one night stands is one, we're gonna give a false name, and two, more than likely, the place that we're fucking is going to be the chick's place? That's like the general
consensus?
No, the chick's place. I go to that crib. You know what I'm saying?
It depends on how much drink I done had.
If you're
if
just
I'm
flushed,
I don't give a fuck where we go. We can go to my house.
No, see, that's when you got a problem, you know. So they'll pop up at your crib.
If you're just not listening to the S&M show, I just have to let you know that you are rocking out with Lady Steele, Ty Evans, Mr. Smith, and Jordan O'Neill. We are discussing the etiquette of a one-night stand. Is it your best sex ever, your worst sex? Do you care about if she nuts, or is it really just all about you and maybe?
Oh, no. It's irrelevant if she nuts. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't even matter. You know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I mean, it's a one-night stand. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's a one-night stand. You could care less. You know what I mean?
I don't give a shit. But, hey, no, but you can't. I ain't going to be, like, to a point where I get a BDR or no shit like that. I can't live with that. I can't live with a bad dick report. Like, you got to.
Yeah,
you gotta,
right.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't
you know,
a
nigga don't try
stranger.
To make a nut, but you know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to try to make a nut. She better do what she do. Why is she doing what she do? Because I ain't trying to make a nut. Fuck your nut. It's all about me. I'm all about I get arrested on vows back. Fuck that.
And I don't know if there's any women that are out there listening. If you are, call in and back me up. But what I find that you guys do is you kind of catfish your sex game. It's very weird because you Jedi mind. It's like you do a whole bunch of crazy shit. And we don't necessarily nut, but we can't call you whack because it was a whole bunch of crazy shit. Like there was this one guy. I don't know what the position is called, but basically I was kind of on my head. And he was like spitting on me. I know it sounds very weird, but he was facing the other way.
What?
It was some that we
he was
saw.
What kind of Russian sex was you having?
He was giving you an F. That's called the FDB. That's called the FDB. Fuck that bitch.
You've seen it on porn many times. I have a horrible way with words, but just imagine if I'm hanging on the bed and my head is like on the floor, like my kind of like that. And then
on your face?
If he were to, you know what, this is just not going to work out, no matter how I say it. Either way, like I almost broke my neck attempting that position.
Well, like
you have to do certain things. Even if you think, okay, I think that she thinks that I'm whack, so let me do some next level.
Yeah,
I think, like, girl,
like, put your foot on her head.
Like, when you, when you're hitting her from the back, tell her clap her hands 3 times and snap her fingers. She's going to be like, girl, he hit her from the back, and that nigga made me clap and snap my fingers. Or hold the cereal box in your hand and pour the cereal on her back and tell her, yeah, you like that, girl? You like that? Like,
tell
you got to do.
Tell her, I bet you can't read this shit. I bet
you
can't read the nutrition
facts. You gotta talk like you Wesley Pipes. Like, you just gotta just say dumb stuff for
you
no
know what?
Reason.
I love this shit,
yeah.
Though. I'm not gonna lie. I love that shit.
No,
Wesley
Pipes
is the most
annoying porn star ever. Because one time, no lie, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was watching the video. He was on it. I was so into the porn that I yelled at the TV to shut up because he was talking too much. I couldn't even get my show game on because he was just so damn distracted. He was like, yeah, girl, take that. You nasty, put it in your mouth. Fold up this bed sheet. That's right, girl, give me a hug. Fill my car with a gas tank. That's right, girl, make me a sandwich. Cut it in 2 pieces. I'm like, what?
I have some comments online. They're basically saying that women are guilty of giving fake information as well.
Damn right.
Yeah. Hey,
and we know it,
too.
We don't give a fuck. We
all
know it, and we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
See, you got one-night stands and called up to the show?
This bitch can look like Boom Quisha in the face and tell you her name something like Ariana. Bitch, please. Come on, man. We can't go to my place because it's not ready. No, you live with your mama, bitch. I don't give a fuck, really. You know what I'm saying? We can do it in the car, in the parking lot, for all I give a fuck, as long as
no.
You get in and you gone. What?
I can honestly say I've never fucked in a car.
I don't have a Buick Roadmaster. That motherfucker got space.
You know what I'm saying?
You never fucked in a car?
No,
I've
never fucked.
So you let a dude spit on you, but you never got it in a car.
Listen, what the fuck?
But where you're making it the wrong way. Then spit on me the way you're thinking.
Spit on your face?
All right, so how do you spit on somebody like a way that we're not thinking he spit on you?
Because I'm thinking porn star spit, like, pitter, bitch, pitter.
I'm going to find the position I'm talking about. He did not sit on my face. I'm not talking about teabagging. Like, he was balls deep in me, but, like, opposite. Like, kind of, I'm not going to say
how
it right.
But how is he
spitting
on you, like, how people spit on
you? I thought the point suspect is going to sound me. I was about to say, like, reverse cowgirl, but no.
Where did the spit land? Where did it land?
Huh?
Where did the spit land? When he spit, where that shit landed at? Did he hit you in the cheek?
I said he sit. Sit, like sit, Ubu, sit. Sack.
Sit, like in a
me.
Chair?
Oh, shit. I thought you said spit.
You lying.
You
he spit on you. He spit on you like.
I was ready to hit a rest.
No. You know how many guys are probably like, oh, that's a nasty bitch right there.
I bet
you
it's probably two dudes
looking
at like, yeah, what her ad name is. I want to spit on her too like some sunflower.
Throw up in a bowl and eat that shit.
I'm going to spit on you like baseball players spit out tobacco.
Here you go. Next question. To eat or not to eat? And I guess
hell no.
Suck dick or not, if it's a one-night stand.
You better suck a dick.
I don't know. It just depends on the situation. You know what I'm saying?
No, fuck that.
Fuck in the bathroom at the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't expect her to go down. You know what I'm saying? But shit. You know,
I think it varies. You know, given the situation.
Depends. Yeah,
because if it's going good, then hey, it's a one night stand. Why not just go balls to the wall? But
I don't know that
like,
pussy to be eating that pussy.
But if it looks like she got you know, like how, like, when your hair is in cornrows and you take it out and your afro still looks wavy? If her box hair looks like post-taking out braids, then she gets a hug. That's about it. But if she prepares her dinner plate well, you know, why not? It ain't going to kill you.
Yeah, you know that.
It might. It might.
No, I've never ate out a one-night stand, but I'm telling you something right now. It is mandatory that you're going to give me some head. Like, that's the warm-up to, like, my dick getting hard. Like, I'm not about to you goddamn right. And these dummies be doing it, so I ain't going to be like, yo, you know, don't give me no head because I ain't going to eat you. I'd be like, yeah, suck that dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and do that, but I'm not going to eat your box, man. I don't fucking know you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck up with you. My shit's an Audi.
Listen, if I run into Oprah at the club and she's like, listen, you're going to get this one-night stand business, look, all I'm going to say is I'm going to be rich. I know that. I know that much.
Most people will fuck Oprah regardless of if she had money or not.
Nah, I would fuck Oprah for that bread.
I wouldn't eat her pussy, though.
I would eat that shit.
Nah, Oprah, you better eat the booty.
Because people ain't going to write a nigga a check. After you do that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
really?
Man,
you
got to
write
a nigga a check.
You got to spit on her. Because that's what
I'll eat her booty, dog. I'll eat her booty if she's going to write a nigga a check. I'm licking that ass.
You got to spit, like, on her arm or something. Because she probably like that.
What the fuck?
Okay, so hold that thought for a minute. I think we got a caller right now. Last four, it's 4241. You're live on the S&M show.
Y'all know how long we've been sitting here?
What's up?
On a one-night stand, a girl does not, she don't suck no dick, no. A dude, yeah. He do whatever he want to do, go all out for that one night, but a woman, no.
That's a lie.
That's not
bullshit.
A lie.
Bullshit. You gonna suck?
Maybe some woman might say, "Hey, all women don't do that." But listen, the right alcohol, the right cologne, and the right muscles, wants to do.
You and tequila make me crazy. All it takes is some tequila. You gonna suck this big brown dick?
Oh my god!
Now, caller, where are you calling
right
from?
Her chin with it.
Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
In the boonies.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Now, have you had many one night stands, or a few here, a few there?
No, I've had maybe one or two, but.
Wait a goddamn minute! Who is that?
Get up, boy.
Oh, shit, no. Oh, shit, yo, that's my sister.
Hey, you know what? My little sister calls up this show all the time and trolls the hell out of me. And
oh,
I gotta,
shit.
So
I'm listening. Go for it. Go for it.
I hope I'm listening. Mm.
Go
yeah,
for
but,
it.
No, don't do a whole lot of one-night stands, but...
I mean, are your one-night stands normally like a result of being drunk, long night at the club? Because believe it or not, I've heard this. You know, you're drunk, you're tired, long night at the club, and just want to ride somewhere, and next thing you know, you end up having a one-night stand. These are conversations
that
women have.
Because I really never had a one-night stand. It probably was intentionally supposed to be a one-night stand, but he just couldn't leave it alone. I'm sorry. It wasn't a one-night stand.
Fuck.
You know, the internet is telling me to tell you guys that Oprah wouldn't smash any of you.
Huh?
Oprah would fuck me.
Ah, man, what? She'll fuck me, shit. She loves motherfuckers who make her laugh, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Stedman ain't doing it. That's why that nigga sleep outside.
No,
he
ain't
doing it.
Okay, so your one-night stand, is it crazy sex? I mean, are you really turned on? Is it just something that kind of sort of transpired and you're going through the motions to not be rude? Because I really don't get the one-night stands either. I've had a couple, and I'll tell you how mine
are. I don't know you. You don't know me. Let's get together, enjoy the company, and go out every way in the morning. Really, most my one-night stands been unintentionally.
In the morning.
Most my one-night stands been unintentionally. Like, I didn't plan on fucking, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it just happened.
Are you trying to say that a one-night stand is not there until the morning?
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck y'all talking about spending the night. No, when we done, bitch, I go to the gas station. When you put the gas in your car, you got to get the fuck on.
Right.
Like, you don't get, no. I don't want to wake up and see you because see, y'all get comfortable. Nah. They get comfortable. They'll wake up. They should be gone. And all you smell at bacon and shit. What the fuck are you still doing here? You know what I'm saying? Or these one-night stands steal your clothes and shit when you, like, nah, you don't get to spend the night. You need to be gone before I crash. Get the fuck out. It was good. Now go. That's it.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that there are women out there that are getting put out of guys' houses.
I'm putting that ass out. I'll put you out the car when we're done.
Yeah,
if
they
got
a roll.
You know,
yeah, they got a roll out there.
Oh, let's not talk about put out.
Get your ass out. That's it. I'll be like, go.
But it'd be some of that waiting to exhale shit for real.
They steal your clothes.
The only trick, women be leaving shit at your house. You know what I'm saying? They'll leave shit at
bobbin pins.
Well, I'm coming back. Hell yeah. Even if
back.
I don't know I'm coming back, I know I'm coming back because I planted a seed. So.
See, that's that bullshit. Wake up and my
toothbrush
wet.
That's why they don't know where I stay. You know what I'm saying? Right there.
You got to drink 37 more
real.
Bills.
That's the reason.
I don't know where you stay.
Your answer.
How do you know that? I'm one of those two, like, immediately I will look for, like, all forms of social media. I'm going to Google you. I'm going to run a couple checks on you.
Oh, hell no.
You're going to Google it now?
Oh, why
that's
he's
exactly
like,
why y'all
like,
don't know my name.
You ain't finna know my name if you don't get to spend the night. No pictures, bitch. No pictures.
All right, caller, sister, hold on. We got some other people that want to chime in. So hold on 1 second. Last 4-8-5-6-3, you're live on the S&M show.
I'm going to need O'Neal to calm down. Y'all talk too much at the same time. I can't hear y'all. Hey, it's Jeff. How y'all doing?
We good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm in California. All the way.
I think California is like the land of one-night stands.
Four people that have a relationship with three kids, so.
I love doing shows in Cali.
Chad, you trapped them with a one-night stand, didn't you?
I didn't trap nothing. Why are you bullshitting?
And have you had any one-night stands at all?
Oh, no, me, no, never.
Unintentional?
I'm sorry? Oh, no, not in high school.
Unintentional
no,
one-night stand?
In high school. No, I've had one-night stands, yeah.
Let me explain the unintentional one-night stand, because I've
mean,
had
it didn't happen, didn't mean for it to happen, but it happened anyways.
Kind of, sort of. It's something like, you know, you meet a guy, and you guys are actually, like, back and forth, you know, you like each other and all that, and then you finally have sex, and it's whack, and you never want to have it again.
I never had none of them.
Negative.
And it just turns into that one time and never again, and, like, I'll disappear, I'll block you, you'll never see me again.
Crazy.
I think any time
negative.
Again.
I think that any time.
Those are the ones that ask for ratings and reviews, and they want to chase after you or whatever. And I'll just
ignore. No, but when it's bad, you got to give a perfectly good excuse. Like, I just found out my best friend died, and then they're not gonna get mad at you because
you're right.
You're like, oh, they gotta.
But why
gotta feel sympathy.
Why not just keep it 100 though? Why not just keep it 100? You're like, it was whack.
Because 100 knocks your stats down. You can't be knocking your own stats down with 100. Fuck that. I ain't keeping it 100. Your shit is whack, girl.
Yeah,
that's why.
Sex is whack. He's gonna bother you for another chance. And I'm already to the point where I know I don't want another chance.
Wait,
I'd
say what?
You
listen,
tell a guy
not
that
everybody's
black,
perfect, okay? Jordan missed a free throw a couple of times in his career. So not everybody could, you know, go 100 all the time.
Maybe
but
not,
in the fourth quarter,
I'm
KD, goddammit.
All right.
Yeah, crazy.
I've disappeared on many.
Yeah, y'all. I just want to tell y'all, slow down, slow down, slow down. We can't hear you when everybody's talking.
Well, thank you. That's the nature of men. We're going to try to keep the civilized and on the leash.
Like, everybody's trying to say something. Hold on, hold on. I can't keep up with all y'all at the same damn time.
Hang on.
I love my California one-night stands. Out of California.
Yes. Okay. Did we lose her? No, we didn't.
Shout out to Cali and New York.
New York, always. We got another one for you. Last four, 2261. You're live on the S&M show. 2261.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to say, basically, what female, why are they saying that only guys are being put out, or girls are being put out? Guys get put out, too. You're not staying past 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
7 o'clock? That's the shit. You ain't staying
past
4.
Yeah, you ain't staying past 12, for real. Yeah,
you ain't finna see the sun in this motherfucker.
You make it seem as if, you know, it makes it seem as if, like, you know, you go see a girl, it's a one-night stand, and you're like, all right, bye. No. That's,
but you got to look at it from our perspective, though. We men, so we don't know
from
our perspective. Yeah.
But
you don't get to see the sun.
Sometimes
I don't have
now,
a problem.
Only now.
I don't have a problem being kicked out. I can go jogging in the morning. I mean, why not? I got mine. She got hers. Get out. Fine. I'll go for a jog. I'll go to the gym. I'm good.
I don't like that early morning stuff at
for
all.
Yeah, for me, one night stands, first of all, I only had one. But one night stands, we're not exchanging numbers. I know what it is. Goodbye. Don't call
me.
Like that.
See, like
that's
that.
What
I'm
the fuck
I'm
talking about.
Find your security number, and I'm going to find out where you live. You're not going to kick me out. No one and done. I'll be right outside your job.
I guarantee you I will. Peter, you better let him know. I guarantee you I will.
I'll be like, yeah, girl, I can see you right across the street eating that ham sandwich. I see you. You don't see me.
Don't even eat pork.
Play around if you want to.
Oh, shit.
No, and you won't have to come all the way to VA to do that.
Hey,
oh, my God.
I get on Greyhound.
No,
but you get on the mega bus. You get on the mega bus, cuz.
Mega bus, I get there. $5. $5.
Mega bus, that one night stand.
But females put dudes out just quickly as males put dudes out. And y'all be the main ones catching them
on
the low.
Hold on. So I'm forgetting, too, you guys are not even in New York City. It's one thing, I guess, to get put out in New York City where you have, like, the MTA and Metro cards and buses like that. And you guys are, like, in the backwoods.
Ain't no fucking buses down here. So if she puts you out and you ain't driving, nigga,
Yeah, and I'm in VA, so I put you out. You're going to have to find your way.
You guys are extra. Another question that we actually had, when you are having a one-night stand, is it something that, okay, you're coming in drunk, stumbling in, and you just do it? Is it pre-planned, or, you know, are you watching?
Man, not pre-planned.
No, first of all, I'm not so fucking drunk, stranger, and anything can happen. Fuck no, I'm so coherent out this bitch. You're not going to sit there and just do anything. No, I'm coherent. We know exactly what's going on. I may even know your middle name, but don't get my phone number or nothing. I'm not calling you tomorrow.
But what if it's really, really good? Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you've never had it like that before.
No.
You're not
going
to give me your number?
No, you know why? Because I could be really, really good to you as well. And no, you're not getting my goddamn number.
No. I didn't say you to him. I said he gave you the business like you never got before. You mean to tell me you're not even going to give me your email address?
Nope. I will find the business again. No, I'm not.
You got too much seed, too much pride. You got too much pride, girl.
Yeah, that just sound good. I don't believe that, though.
You got too much pride. He can make my eyes roll back and make me bleed from my ears.
No,
I ain't giving that nigga my number.
You know what? Sex is just an act. Sex is just an act without connection, really. Like, so no, what I need is a connection. You're not giving me that, and clearly I'm not trying to get that from a one night stand. I don't need anything else in addition.
So women are basically.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. So we do have
women
out there that are having sex just for the pleasure of it. That's basically what your one-night stand is?
Exactly. I'm not saying, oh, you know, in 16 years I'm going to ask this dude to marry me. No, it's a one-night stand. We're both coherent. We know what it is. It's goodbye after that. I'm putting you out before 7 o'clock. Let's keep it moving. I don't know. We need to know what your mama say, your brother say, how many kids you have.
That's interesting.
That.
A lot of people do not.
So wait. Let me ask.
Emotion.
Let me just ask one more time, just to be clear. This dude gave you the business like you've never had before.
No,
see, it's not about the. It's not about. I ain't say he had to have a horse leg for a man meat. I said if he gave you the business like no other, you mean to tell me you're not going to exchange a number with him?
No, I'm not.
That's a goddamn lie.
That's bullshit. Yeah, that's bullshit.
No, it comes to a point in your life when you're like, you know what, you're just people, you're going to eventually fail me, fuck you, let me keep it moving and keep my circle really small, keep my life over here, keep yours over there. No, after you deal with heartbreak, stupid shit, you just be like, I know what I'm
in. Let that hurt go. Somebody did that to you before.
Snap.
That's why you like, nah.
Snapped.
Thank you so much. You're
in Virginia,
right?
Yes, Virginia.
All right, stay tuned because we're definitely probably going to call back on you again, but I got other calls that are in the queue waiting to get on and talk to the guys.
All right,
so
y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that's very interesting because the majority of people do not believe
that. That was
women.
Some bullshit. Ladies,
so
women can have
sex
that is not emotional.
She got to let that hurt, though, because
that
hurt her voice.
She's lit up right now, so let's see. We got some other people that want to give it their 2 cents. Last 45007, you're live on the SNL show.
Yo, what up?
What's
that? Girl lying there. There's no way.
Even she's fantastically bitter over some other nigga. Or she's just lying her ass off. If somebody put their hammer down on you, you're not gonna not want to get hit again. You're gonna go for it, man, woman, whoever. If you a guy and some girl put that thing on you, guess what, man? You going for that again, man?
Tell the truth.
Addict get a taste of that crack. He gonna go after the crack. Regardless, he could get bad dope. He's still going after the high. He's going to chase the high till he find it again.
Somebody put about $20 in his collection plate. Man, it's preaching.
She wild, man.
She wild.
Yeah,
you know what? That ain't going to happen. I don't care if he make me come so hard that I get $10 billion in my bank account. I ain't calling him back. No, no.
And if she is telling the truth, that's a shame.
And for one, I ain't having no one night stand with a motherfucker.
A
I ain't got that number, no way.
That's not a win. You know? That's like a nigga having the best chocolate cake in his life and fucking forget where the store at. What kind of dumb shit is that? You don't win. Right,
okay,
whatever.
Is it possible? Have you ever had an unintentional one night stand like I explained before? Was there a female that maybe you liked and you ended up having sex and it just wasn't like that and it never happened again?
Nah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Let's say 6 times out of 10, if I go out with you, I'm gonna beat it the first night. It's not, you know, I ain't Casanova, none of that shit. But you're gonna have a good time. You're gonna go someplace you ain't never went before, and then we're gonna finish it off right. So
what you're saying is that this whole 90 days movement is kind of much just bullshit just for rating.
90 days.
That's 3 months. What the fuck?
Every time I got to talk about boxing, white man got to bring up Rocky Marciano.
The last 90 days is books I keep in the library.
Wait 90 days. I'm a cheat for them 90 days.
That's a whole thing. That don't even make no sense. Like, that's like saying, okay, I'm going to buy IBM at 100. Watch that shit go to like 55 and not sell, even though I see the shit going down. You wait 9 days for what? You don't. If you can't tell whether you're asleep with somebody that night, even if you don't sleep with them that night, if you can't tell them one night, either you retarded or they're a goddamn liar. So what's the point?
90
days.
I think
you know what you can do
never
with
in my
90
life.
Days?
I know one thing. 90 days and the pussy wax, she getting domestic violence.
That's some shit your job put you on before they make sure that you don't have to fire you, son.
I need you to understand exactly what 90 days is. People do P90X. That's 90 days of body transformation working out.
They can change their life in 90 days.
She got you on a P90X diet.
90 days? Think of a
caller.
That's a whole season.
Caller, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Charlotte.
Okay, we've got more North Carolina in the building. Are you eating a chick out on stand?
I don't touch nothing I can't eat. If you're scared to eat her, you shouldn't put your dick in her. Because you'll die just the same. You're going to get herpes on your face or on your balls.
See, you real, brother.
That shit like food, man. If you touch it, you take it.
I'd rather get this off my balls to go on my goddamn face.
It's your
It's like going in a restaurant and drinking with a straw. You think that straw gonna save you from whatever's in that fucking glass? Drink it from the glass, nigga. You're a man.
I need a straw, nigga. I'm not drinking out of no glass.
I'm gonna keep it funky with you. Whatever's in that glass, you done.
It's a mental thing, bro.
Exactly, but
so that's why I'm not eating the pussy.
But the issue is still the same issue, man. If she gonna get you,
all right, guys, calm down. Hold on 1 second. Let me get 7605. You're live on the S&M show. 7605. And they raise their hand and they don't want to speak. Okay.
Wait, did they run out of minutes or something?
Damn, we still got minutes.
Let me put another quarter in his payphone.
Man, for real.
So right now we're going to get into the part of the show that I dubbed the Steel Report. And if any of you guys follow me on Facebook, for the people listening online, you're tuned into the S&M show. The number is 347-857-4302, and we are rocking out with Jordan O'Neill, Ty Evans, and Mr. Smith talking about one-night stands. We are getting into historically a collection of gossip and stories of the week that we're all going to go back and forth against right now with the number one, I guess we'll start it off with Benzino getting shot at his mother's funeral. What do you guys think?
Yo, that's
about?
A fantastic shit, man. Yo, you coming from your mom's funeral and get shot by your nephew? That's fucking fantastic, man. I'm gonna tell you what I think happened. It gotta be fake, don't it?
I think it's real. I think he really got shot by his cousin. Now you know when his family beef is real. And it doesn't matter what the situation is, it goes down. It just so happened that it happened at his mom's funeral. I'm positive Benzino owed his cousin's money. And he was like, I ain't going to pay you back. I don't care. He was like, yo, I want my money. He's like, you're not going to do this. We have my mother's funeral. And his cousin wasn't about that life, so he just shot him.
How are you going to be shooting people from a Bentley, though? The dude that shot him from a Bentley, not into the Bentley. From the Bentley.
I bet his cousin was probably dark skin or something.
But you know what he's saying? His lawyer said it was self defense. So this is going to get juicier before.
If it was in Florida, that would work. But it was in Boston, so I don't know. If it was in Florida, he could have got away with it.
Wait, what am I talking about?
This is going to get juicy before it's over, man. He probably missed him because Zeno, he took a headshot and Zeno ain't got no neck and shit. So
you know what? He was so ruthless with the memes. Like, it was like, oh, he's shot, but he still ain't got no neck. Like,
he's wild, man.
I think the second kind of big story that we had this week was Mandisi's getting out of jail and Yandy putting up to him to get him out of jail. That is some bomb-ass dick $200,000 to get him out.
Wait, what?
So,
what happened?
But come on, ain't bail 10% though? Ain't bond 10%? Ain't bond 10% though?
I guess. If your bail
is 200 stacks, you only got to put up 20, don't you?
20, yeah, 20.
No, I think 200 was the
10%. 220.
No, that wasn't the bail. That's what she had to pay.
I heard it was half of, they said his bail was $500,000, and then they said she put up 200. I'm like, damn.
They should have gotten
bail. Anybody to be released out of prison.
I went to school
in
Rochester, and Bill Bosley been cutting the coke up there, huh?
He was not
going
to get bail for that case anyway, so he's lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see yourself putting up $200,000 for somebody?
For my wife?
That you're not even married to?
No, but you know what?
On a one-night stand, and he ate the box. That's probably why she put up that $200,000. I'm going on a limb here.
She out here by herself taking care of them bastard kids. That's what it is. She's like, all right, man, you need to come home and be a father.
Yep.
She's taking care of his kid and the other kid.
Put that nigga on child support.
Yeah.
Real tough.
But the funny shit is, she on that show popping wild shit about everybody else, popping shit about Rich Dollars. Your son, your baby father, is a alleged child molester who sells crack. Like, what the fuck? Like, can you get worse than that?
Shit, crazy. No,
Thank you for calling. I gotta take another person. They've been waiting for a while. But we'll make our round.
Yeah.
This is, let me see, which one am I gonna do? 4-5-7-3-1. Hold on. 5-7-3-1?
Good evening.
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah. I was just checking out your show. You know, I listened the last time. I didn't really punch in. I just vibed it out. You know, I mean, I was really trying to vibe with y'all when y'all was talking about the whole Benzino situation, but I share a little comment on both of those in DC's and well, first of all, I think Even though based upon Benzino's physical appearance, if you will, you know, it makes for a good joke and all that kind of thing like that there, sometimes still we got to remember in this very public social media world we live in, he could have died too, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
If he really got shot, you know what I mean, just a couple of inches over to the right, it would have been in his heart. You know what I mean? So, but that's neither here nor there. But same thing with Medici's. I mean, it's like, yo, listen. I mean, my people's roll with Medici, so I might be a little bit biased in this comment, but fuck it, man. The niggas out, man. People do a hell of a lot worse, you know what I'm saying, out here in this world. Now, the child molestation thing, I don't really know about. I don't get too much into that kind of thing. It's a real sketchy topic, but trust me, any chick that got a baby by you and got you on TV on Front Street, like, yo, this is my boo, you know what I'm saying, we need to get rings, she going to put up that bail money. Dick or no dick.
Okay. So while I have you on the line, let's get into another topic that's been heated and growing steadily over the past few weeks, and Lord Jamar is very vocal about it. This rappers now wearing skirts.
Yeah, what it is it's the emasculation of the black man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I see going on first and foremost. I mean, listen, I'm 36 years old. You know what I mean? I got gay people in my family. But I could recall a time when being gay, being bisexual wasn't so much of a trend, it seems like. You know what I'm saying? And I think for a lot of people it's that. You know what I mean? Now, powers that be that run the music industry, we know it's a lot of them cats behind the scenes, openly and privately taking it in the butt, giving head and all that kind of stuff like that. So they're going to put a dude like Young Thug out there, you know what I mean, to say, yeah, I'm gay, I wear skirts and my man is in jail, you know what I mean, and have all the little 18-year-olds who's in confusion right now sucking that shit up. You know what I'm saying? So partially I blame a lot of the quote-unquote OGs in the hood that don't pay attention to the youth anymore.
I think the whole skirt hip-hop thing is...
What do our
stupid
comedians think about it? Remember, Chappelle said that you guys, if you want to make it big,
yeah,
you got to throw a skirt on.
You feel me?
I think the whole... I'm not going to say, you know, it's the changing of the man guard is just stupid. People do this stuff because they know that somebody out there is going
to
be stupid enough
to
follow through with it and think that it's acceptable. First off, you can't let no dude with a skirt beat you in a fight. I don't care if he knows karate. He has a skirt.
He should have no business
beating you. It's really like you try to go play ball with your friends and there's a dude on the court with a skirt. His team cannot beat you because he's in a skirt. I think the whole skirt thing movement with the skinny sweatpants and the leather is stupid, if you ask me. That's just my opinion.
Why do you think that that's being something that's being pushed to the forefront right now?
I don't think it's being pushed because let's say you can have Kanye or Jay-Z start
because they made sure they did it with somebody like Kanye first. I'm glad you said
No. I'm saying if any well-known rapper wears a knight in armor suit tomorrow,
right,
and that's the
somebody
trend.
Somebody going to wear it, yeah.
Watch somebody stupid
But
wear
then
it.
That says a lot about us that we're so easily influenced.
No, it's not about not. I wouldn't say us. It's about the stupid people. Stupid people are easily influenced. What the hell are you going to be doing walking down the street with a damn armor suit? This ain't medieval times.
I ain't going front, though. I'll say this much. Except for maybe like West 4th in that area like that, you know, back on, what's that, you know, your 9th Street, 9th Avenue, 8th Avenue, and 14th along that little route there, you're not really going to see, you ain't going to see no dudes in the hood with no skirt on, talking about just the fashion because Young Thug and Kanye had it on.
Listen,
you're not going
to you might not see a dude in the hood with a skirt on, but I guarantee you he has this skirt in his backpack and he drives down to those little locations. And he changes when he's in his car. He gets out. He walks out. He fronts. And as soon as he gets back uptown, he throws his jeans back on. These dudes ain't low. They all over the place.
Yeah, but you know, but I still have to say though, I do think though it really is because I mean think about it. Like now, I'm not saying that you know a gay person can't be tough. You know what I'm saying? If that's an oxymoron, I don't know. But when I say that, I mean, yeah, they can defend themselves, but see, the essence of hip-hop itself, we're back to the question with Lord Jamal speaking on, it's more of that bravado, you know what I'm saying? Even MC Light, you know what I'm saying, who for many years, decades, some have said was a lesbian, you see what I'm saying? Even she, when she rhymed, Sweet Tea, Salt and Pepper, all these cats came with the hard toughness, like, it wasn't about this, it was about none of that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that more of that whole acceptable to wear skirt agenda is pushed more so than being a smart rapper. Why
people
like...
Well, that's definitely at the bottom of the totem pole nowadays as far as,
you
know, rap is concerned, period. Everything else comes before actually being a smart rapper with lyrical content, or at least good lyrical content, so...
The rap game now is have a dope beat and just say dumb stuff, then you gonna sell.
I think ushered that whole thing in.
But if you want to have longevity, you actually have to have content along with the dope beat, and then you have to be relatable to your audience. Because if you're not, it's never gonna work.
So what do you think Lil Wayne has?
Lil Wayne is retarded. I don't care what anybody says.
Lil Wayne got lyrics though.
Lil Wayne has writers, and Lil Wayne had lyrics. This new Lil Wayne, I don't know what he talks about, like, and a girl has a cup of juice, and I drink a, like, dude, what are you talking about? Like,
but
see,
the young folks are eating that up.
Yeah, but see, with them eating it up, like, remember what I said about the stupid people, they see skirts, they go out and buy it? Mm-hmm. Whatever he says, the stupid people are like, yo, that's hot. Yo, that nigga's hot. He said he ironed jeans so he stays fresh. That's hot. It's stupid.
That's all the listeners that are just now tuning in, if you're listening online and if you want to call in and chime in. Also, our chat room is open. I see a lot of you guys in there. Shout out to you guys. If you want to call in, we're doing a steel report right now, going over a few of the bigger topics that are kind of passed by. Benzino getting shots, men wearing skirts, and what else were we talking about? I'm all over the place. Of course, the topic that we discussed during the first hour of the show, which was one night stand. Oh, by the way, caller, yeah, what is your stance on that? Are you eating the box on the first night, like on one night stand, if you know you're going to be here again?
Yeah. What'd you say?
You got the flu?
I didn't hear you. Something really just like
SARS.
Distortion in the headphones.
Are you going to put your mouth on a girl's vagina and lick and slurp?
Yeah. I'm going to put it to you like this because, you know, I have. You know what I mean? Listen, this may sound crazy to the people in the chat room, to you guys, but my philosophy is this, right? So there are times when, you know, you can gauge, if you will, you know what I mean, whether or not you should do that on the first date. I mean, I look at it like this. Look, we already fucking on the first date. I could curse, right?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah,
I mean, if you couldn't, we'd be in debt like 20 grand by now, but it's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, if we could fuck on the first night, and I know I'm going to want head, you know what I'm saying, on the first night, and I ain't going to tell her she got to do it with a condom. If that's her preference, then we'll rock that out. So, I mean, yeah, I might bless her. I'm not a selfish dude.
No, okay, so how about, and my comedians, so I want you to answer this, because all of you seem to be in agreement that head is the standard, whether it be a one-night stand or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but how would you feel if she whipped out a condom to give you head?
If her skills got to be superb with a condom on, because that shit does not feel the same.
How would you feel if she agrees to be head, but she wants to do it with a condom?
She's being childish if she's doing that.
I'm going to tell her saran wrap is a hell of a lot thinner.
I don't really give a fuck. I just want a pound, though. I'd rather pound.
Well, you trying to cook?
No, I'm trying to fuck. That's it. I don't really.
It's just saran wrap.
I'm saying, if I don't want to use the condom, let's get some saran wrap.
He's like, come on, girl, let's go to the kitchen and cook something. But in the meantime, put the saran wrap around his dick and suck it.
I done did it. Plastic bag
Thanks
from
call
Key Food.
5731.
Yeah,
Xavier.
I used a plastic bag before.
I have another
plastic
bag.
He said what?
Yeah, I used a hot dog plastic bag.
Oh, man, that shit rough, dog.
Like you were stressing. You had no business having sex. You should have been getting your life in order.
But anyway, this is C, the booking agent. You know what I'm saying? Just giving a shout out. You know what I mean? Politic, good vibing with y'all. Yes, you already know.
We got another topic for the
second
half.
Oh, I thought you was rushing me off the phone. My bad.
I was going to just pause you real quick so that I could wrap up the steel report and then we could get into that topic.
Do your thing. I'm on forward.
So the general consensus for the one-night stand, ladies, be careful. These guys are out here just catfishing you. Everything, the sex, the names, the addresses.
They're freaking in the more than dudes, though.
What are your final thoughts on one night stands? Don't know
who
I want. Let's start with Mrs. Smith first.
Okay, Mrs. Smith, shut it off.
What's my take on one night stands?
Yeah.
Your final thoughts.
I mean that's exactly what it is. It's a one night stand. I'm not gonna be like, nah, I ain't gonna eat the box. And, you know, she got a strong throat. Chances are she has a strong throat. She's a dude. But if not, if you feeling, and if it happens, listen, it happens. If you're in the mood, she's going to get that box eight and probably get a sandwich made after that. But,
might
you know,
toss
also,
the
like,
salad.
You know, you said what?
They might toss the salad.
Hey,
oh.
You never know. You know, God, keep it real. The whole point of it is, listen, it's a one-time only thing. If you hold back from it, you're taking away the fun from it. You're supposed to go all out. You have fun with it because this is probably going to be the last time it's going to happen. So, listen, why not have fun with it? You know, and then spit on her like what to say, Sarah, because that's what she likes to get spit on by a dude.
He spit on me.
I did not say spit. I said sit. And I'm, after the show is over, I'm going to make a big announcement. I'm going to let you know that I was talking about this position. You're like, oh. But really quick, in your whole career, has one night stand ever turned into a relationship?
Yes.
How long did it last?
I'm married to her.
Oh.
Wow.
Shit. Gore?
Yeah. My wife would tell you I had no intention on marrying her. You know what I'm saying? We was just talking that slick shit. You know what I'm saying? I invited her to an event, and you know, after she done got dropped home, in the middle of the night I text her. We was talking that shit back and forth. I came through. We did the do, and 5 years later, so with two children.
That's awesome. I need whatever potion she got down there. I need her to mix them in the bottle and give me.
How you
strong
know
enough.
When,
got two
how
kids
you know
out of
how
it.
I stirred the pot? You talking about the potion?
It kept you going back.
Well, I mean, yeah, a little bit of both. A little bit of both. Yeah, I ain't going front though. Yeah, she did keep me coming back. I ain't going to take points away from her like that. But yeah, my final thoughts on one night stands though, do it, and if it's good, do it again.
So, are we ready? Because
why would you not go back and have sex with somebody that you enjoyed on the first night?
I mean, I don't know. We were trying to figure that out from the caller before. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. Jordan O'Neill. Jordan O'Neill. Did we lose him?
You got to put more minutes on his calling card.
Oh, shit. Jordan, where you at, Jordan?
Okay.
Y'all not hearing me right now?
Oh, now we hear
Hello?
You.
Hello? Check it. All right. I was about to say, what the fuck? Anyway, my final thoughts on the one-night stand is, first off, don't use no words involving the future, meaning like, you know, after the next few hours, I won't hear shit about after the next few hours. Don't touch my shit. Get fucked and go home. I don't care what your name is. You know what I'm saying? Just go the fuck home. I'm not eating your pussy, but you go suck this big brown dick. That's it. That's my final thought. And it don't matter where we do with it. And I might spit on you.
What? Okay, that's going to be the running joke or whatever. All of y'all got to make me some fun. And none of them better include
spit. You said
he
spit on you.
I'm going to put my foot. I'm going to put my big toe up her nose, and she's going to take it.
No, good.
Right,
take this big toe up your nose.
She gonna take it. I'm gonna put my big toe up your nose.
take this toe up your fucking nose.
Fucking toe up your nose.
See, y'all gotta have one of those shows where we can talk about the wild shit you've made up.
I'm gonna pick a bug out that motherfucker with my toenail. I'm gonna pick a bug out that motherfucker. Take this toe up your nose.
Y'all are disgusting. Y'all not even talking about sex anymore. Y'all are just
spit on her.
Disgusting.
I mean,
out
that,
of the
is,
world.
That is a part of sex, though. That can sexually turn somebody on.
You know what I'm saying? Word. Because people crazy.
I mean, I wouldn't say
white
crazy.
People do all
the
time.
Hold on.
Some people just have.
That's
when
you're going to stick your
wild fetishes.
I don't care how wild the
y'all
fetish
some
is.
Animals.
You know damn well if a girl took a foot and went near your foot without you wanting it, you would spaz out.
No, I'm a listen. You ever seen a 40-year-old virgin? If you go near my foot with your mouth, you're gonna get kicked in your face.
Yo, my feet ugly as fuck, yo. Don't do it, yo. My shit is an abomination, dog.
My feet are just very ticklish. I might let you lick it, but the results.
All right, so we're gonna wrap this up, and basically, in the second hour. The next topic was actually given by Mr. Smith, and it is how long should sex last and how long is a quickie? Because apparently people are having whole 30-minute sessions but calling them a quickie. So we need to clarify what
I'm
exactly
a victim of that.
Is. And how long the average sex is.
Well, I'm a victim of that. I'm a victim of that. That turning a quickie into a long session.
Yo, who watching the fucking movie?
I'm in the street.
What, you in the supermarket?
This nigga watching porn while we on the road.
I'm standing outside smoking a blunt, man.
Nice
fan,
that
shit.
All right, you watching Afro Horse.
Do we have Mrs. Smith? You want to start it off since it's your topic, basically?
Yeah. I forgot what I was talking about on Twitter, and we got into the topic of, you know, quickies and then, you know, like the average time that, you know, sex should last. So I said in a comment that I think 10 minutes is the max amount of time for a quickie, because that's exactly what it is. It's a quickie. So this one chick commented, and she was like, no, that's not long enough for a quickie. And I'm like, those two words just don't even add up, long and then quickie. She said, I said, I think average one round or, you know, a round per nut. I said, average time, 25 minutes. She said, that's too short to be an average amount of time for one round. I asked her, then you tell me exactly how much time it should take for one round on average. She was like, I don't know, maybe about 37, 40 minutes. And I'm like, wait a minute. You don't make sense right now. Because then again, I believe, you know, then I'm like, you know what, I think she's lying. I think she tried to do it for attention. But then again, part of me told me, you know, she's probably serious. Like, she's probably really thinking that 40 minutes per round is average. Like, I don't think she understands what the word average means. But she was wilding out. She was like, you know, quickies should last longer than 10 minutes. I said, that's a lie. Then she said the average amount of sex time should be like 37, 40 minutes. That's another lie, because she's not out on the track, you know, competing like an athlete. I don't believe that she's in the bedroom doing the same thing, but hey, what do I know?
What? Somebody online said quickie is 7 minutes tops?
What happened?
An online user said a quickie is 7 minutes tops.
See, that's what I'm saying. It makes
get
sense.
In and
like,
out.
I,
yeah.
Said,
yeah.
I said the average amount of time, if it's longer than 10 minutes, then that's not a quickie. I say 10 minutes is a quickie, you know,
exactly.
Like before you gotta go to church.
Yeah.
Or before you got to go to work, or before you drop the kids off, you try to get in, like, you know, 18 strokes. You don't need
or
to be
before somebody
doing,
come in.
Yeah, you don't need to do 3,700 strokes. That's not a quickie.
Fuck no, that's not a quickie. That's just going
that's
really
a,
quick.
Never had a quickie.
Shit, that's a relationship. Shit.
Yeah.
That's a relationship. I don't know what.
I'm fucking for 45 minutes. I'm in love, nigga. I'm not.
I'm in love.
Yeah,
okay.
Just talking about
real talk. Real talk. Shit crazy. Yeah.
She said, like, I'm like, all that damn time, that's like a full episode, the first 48. A lot
you
goes on
saying?
In the first 48 episodes. Mm-mm.
Also, a quickie
you
has
to take these 27 strokes.
Quickie, you're just ready to stick it in. No foreplay at all.
None of that.
What
I'm going to put some spit on the tip of my dick, and I'm going in. Like, I'm not about to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't, fuck all that extra shit. It's a quickie. It's like bend over the sink before my mama comes. And I'm going to spit on the hand, I'm going to wipe across the dick, put some of it across. Huh? That's it. Like,
I'm
going to
keep
it
real, though. I'm going
to
keep it real, though.
I'm trying to get that ass,
it.
Like, during Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying, right after church. My mama a preacher, you know what I'm saying? So I got to get that ass before she come in. So I'm going to leave church a little early, you know what I'm saying, bring her to the crib, bust that joint down right quick before I hit them keys jingle. I'm out. That's it. I done bust my nut. I hope you bust yours. But a quickie ain't really for you if you ain't ready, because I'm going to get it over with. I'm trying to bust a fucking nut. That's
but
it.
I'm
going to
keep
be the
real,
best five and a half of your life.
Most times I try to have a quickie, it lasts longer, probably because I try to rush it. You know what I'm saying? That should be crazy.
I think the fourth,
I'd be trying to be a
accidental,
quickie.
I think the accidental quickie is you don't start off hitting it from the back. Because I think every dude can attest to this. As soon as you look down and you look at her butt, you come. So you got to tell yourself, don't look down. Don't look down. Don't look down. Don't look down. Don't look down.
All right.
Don't look
so
down. And then as soon as you look down, you're busting off.
You're busting the
right
nut. He's not lying.
Like
he's dead serious.
Five between 10 to 15 minutes max for a quickie. And if that's the case, then what is
that's
a minute man truly? I read something the other day. It said the average guy comes in 3 minutes.
Dang. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's
right. No. It may be truth to it if they said the average guy comes in 3 minutes if he's beaten off.
Because yeah,
you come.
No, we're not talking about beating off.
We're talking about fucking.
we're talking about some Russians or something.
Listen,
he has no type of 3 minutes.
That's crazy.
Bro, if my ex is listening, don't call up here and lie on me. God damn it, 3 minutes, that is bullshit. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. 3 minutes is bullshit. 3 minutes, if I'm, like he said, if I'm jacking off, goddamn right.
There are guys that are nutting upon entry.
Listen, wait, and then that was another thing that we said. I said, ladies, if you've never made a guy come fast from having sex, then your box is trash. This one girl was like, no, my box is not trash just because I don't make a nigga come quick. I'm like, wait a minute. Just because he comes with not all the time does it mean that, you know, his stroke game is weak. It's just the box is that good. Like, you got to distract yourself. Like, you stroke in, and she's like, don't stop. And you're like, no, listen to me. I need to stop. I need to think about what I'm doing so I can prolong this.
I'd be telling them to shut the fuck up. Don't talk to me. I'll bust a nut.
I was church.
I'm very vocal. I'm very, like, audio-driven. So
don't fucking talk to me, yo. You talk to me, I'm busting a nut. She'd be like,
the
right there, that's it right there. Shut the fuck up, please.
Almost smothered with the pillow kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, you got to, like, I will be the first to admit, yes, within, like, 8 strokes, I think, I came before. But I was like, hey, listen, now that we got the warning shot out the way, now we can get down to business. But if you don't have another round in the chamber, then it's not a good look. You just got to lie. You got to say, listen, baby, I got to preach tomorrow night. I need to be focused, okay? So don't be mad at me, okay? I got to go about the Lord's work.
Listen,
so
after so many nuts, the dick don't go down. It stay hard. My shit just be like, fuck it, I'm here now, nigga. Might as well keep going.
Females asking this, what do you do in the event is your guy decides he wants to have a quickie and you're not really in the mood, and just as he finishes, when you're like hot and you really want
it. Wait, what happened? Say it again. I didn't hear you.
Well, you're not in the mood for a quickie. He decides he wants one, and like, I guess just as he comes is when you really like get into it.
We some dudes. Who are you talking to? Who the fuck is you?
The majority of the time, we'll take what we can get. It's not about being picky, because sometimes it might even benefit. She's like, I don't want to go long. I just want a quickie. Well, let's get to it. Pop, pop, pop. I'm done. Okay, fine. Go about your business.
I hope it was good for you, because it was good for me.
Hey, as long as you get yours.
A quickie ain't meant to give a fuck about the person.
And you didn't, and it was supposed to be quickie.
You're not supposed to give a fuck about her in a quickie.
What? But you can have a quickie with somebody you care about. Even the ones that you do care about, you really don't care about when you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. A quickie means I don't give a fuck if you nut. You shouldn't give a fuck if I nut. We just trying to go into somebody does. We're going to kill somebody.
But that's how it ends up not being
nut.
A quickie. Because I'm not going to let people
for her.
Like that off.
You crazy as hell. If my dick goes off, it's over.
Well, it's not going
to
go.
Nut, it's a wreck.
A quickie is like when you got to go to work or something. You don't really care who nutting or what. You got an appointment. You know what I'm saying? You got somewhere to be. You see what I'm saying? So you'll get some work going on. Because if neither one of y'all nut at a certain time, you got to roll. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's how you got to roll.
A quickie is viewed like, you know, like when you buy an album and you listen to a snippet of a track and you're like, oh, man, I wish that track was longer. That's what
a
quickie is. It gives you a taste of what it is, and then when you run into that one track on the album where it's like, you know, when does this track ever end? Like, that's what the,
this
you know,
explains
the
why a lot of women are now at work masturbating and in the bathroom.
What? Wait.
Damn,
wait,
for real? What's
what?
That number?
A lot of women take the bathroom.
What's number, shit?
These bitches is getting off in the stall.
In the stalls? Shit, I'm, man.
Nigga.
Wait to go tomorrow.
The question
is,
who they fucking with?
That's the beauty of a quickie. If you know where your boo is, and she sends you a dirty picture. She's like, hey, boo, look at this. My drawers are wet. What are you going to do about it? You don't be like, oh, I'll wait for you to get home. I know that she can't have company at her job. So I'm going to come in there for my 1 minute and 37 seconds, and she's going to get these 37 power strokes, and I'm going to go on about my way. I'll see you later after church.
Like, shit, I'm going to be like, bitch, you nasty. It's lunchtime. You got five more hours.
Such God-fearing and religious men. You guys rock. Let me go to
That's not me. I'm just saying. I read it in the book.
I'm such a Christian. I'm such a Christian. You wouldn't even believe it. Like, seriously.
Let's go to the line. Last 4-5-7-3-1. You're back. Destiny of the show.
So I'm just waiting for her to come back out. Tell me something.
Uh-oh. What you waiting on? You trying to arrange a cookie now?
So I like you going to
get
somebody.
I'm going to call a takeover for you when you...
See, Carter, are you there? Let me take him off. So
he's making a drug deal. That nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, like, bring the brick, right? And then, you know, I'm going to meet you out front.
You're horrible. Last 4-8-5-6-3, you're live on the S&M show.
I'm just listening to y'all. I don't know who the hell be in the bathroom doing all that, but they need to stop that. They need to stop that. That is just not sanitary. That's way wrong. Y'all just wrong for that. Like, still, I'm just saying, like, come on, man. If bitches in the bathroom doing all that, they wrong for that. Them bathrooms dirty as fuck, especially at work. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
What kind of job you work at?
I work in an office, and it's got a bathroom, but shit, you won't see me up in that motherfucker doing no shit like that. No, thank you.
I think that shit is nasty, too. I mean, it depends on the time of day. Like, if she do that shit at lunchtime, and she send me that, like, what you going to do with a picture, I'm be like, bitch, you nasty. You got to sit in that shit for five more hours, yo. Wait until you got home.
Just stinking. Everybody else looking at you sideways like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? No, thank you. Mm-mm. That is not right. But anyways, y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. I love it. Love the show. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about
cookies?
Are you a fan of cookies or no?
The thing with quickies is, I'm going to tell
you
like this.
Don't lie.
Shut your ass up.
All right, I'll shut up.
Damn. Shut your ass up.
You know what? You sound like the type that would probably choke a dude and say, nigga, you better not come quick. And you
probably handcuff a motherfucker to the bed. Handcuff you to the bed and put ice on your lap. What the fuck?
You probably the type to handcuff yourself and then break out the handcuffs just so you can put fear in his heart.
Nope.
She got a taser in her crack.
I bet you when you get from that work, you got your headscarf on and it don't come off. I bet you that much.
Don't even wear them.
I bet you she don't wear a headscarf. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't see many chicks wearing headscarves nowadays.
Shit, I do.
All right, so let me ask you this. You're having a quickie, right? And He grabs you by your hair and you just got it done. But it's good, though. The stroke game is good. Do you get mad or do you just pay it no mind?
No mind.
Why is she a
no
white girl?
My shit real. My shit 100.
Why is she a white girl?
You keeping it real. Not like that other girl. Like, I don't care if he gave me the best dick in the world. I ain't giving him my number.
She got
I thought this was the same girl.
If she a white girl, then she ain't gonna give a fuck about her hair, cause you know they wet and go. So a white girl ain't gonna give a motherfucker. She
please,
just you can pull
please.
That shit. You can make
that's
rings out of that topic. Shit.
Y'all
you
crazy.
Can make horse rings
now,
out of that shit.
You, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, now, you know, if you getting your hair done, you know what I'm saying, you got all that, you know, I can see the anger, you know what I'm saying? I can see the anger in that, you know what I mean? You like, oh, hell no, nigga, you doing the wrong thing right now. You need to back up off my shit. I see that, you know what I'm saying? But if,
what if he,
you know
what,
I'm
if, what if he spits on you?
Take this trick.
Well, that depends on where. You know what I'm saying?
I got to tell this because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only person who's having to. You ever like you're getting it in so good and you're on top and you like you give her the stroke game and you sweating And it's so good. Like, you
disgusting.
No. Wait. It's good. Like, it looks like a scene out of Belly. Like, you getting in there, right? And you on top. You giving her that work. And you sweating, right? And then you just start drooling. And you see your drool, like, fall on her. But you lie. And you be like, oh, that was just sweat. That never happened to nobody else.
Hell
no.
It was just me.
Let me see something.
I'll run away from that person.
I wish a bitch would drool on
what
me.
What kind of nigga needs that kind of pressure?
It was just me.
What kind of nigga needs that kind of pressure?
That happened to?
Not this kind of nigga. Bitch, you drool on me. We over. Get your ass off of me. What the fuck?
There are other females out there that have experienced this when a guy is on top and he's putting that work in, like he just said, and he's sweating, and there's that one bead of sweat that catches your eye, and you know it's going to fall, and you're just stuck on it, and you're hoping that it doesn't fall, like, on your mouth or something.
What
are
y'all
does,
be fucking at when y'all sweating?
It's
the fan on,
time.
The air, nigga.
Hey,
open
like,
the window.
Hey,
oh,
like,
that never
happened.
That never
happened.
That never happened. It gets hot.
I don't
fucking
know. Fuck that.
Feel, it do get hot.
You don't cut a fan on the air, open the window. Bitch,
what?
Sweating on my sheets. Fuck that. Ew, no. What the fuck?
Say,
ooh, no. I hand that bitch a towel. You better dry off because I'm not feeling that. No,
I don't know about women sweating like that. I'm talking about dudes.
All right, so if
well, I don't sweat. I'm a skinny guy. Fuck that shit.
Skinny men sweat too. 20 men. Skinny men sweat too.
Not this
don't
one.
Lie.
Not this
don't
one.
Lie.
This ain't no
don't
fucking
lie.
Porno.
Don't
I don't
lie.
Sweat.
Don't
I mean,
lie.
I'm pretty during sex. I'm like, yeah, I'm like new edition, motherfucker. Fuck that. I'm hitting her with the Bobby Brown back there and shit. I'm hitting her with moves. It's my prerogative.
Oh, you dancing. You
dancing. I'm in that motherfucker for real. I'll take a break before I sweat. Fuck that.
Motherfucker said new edition. I'm done.
Give me some fucking water.
Let me find out.
Yeah, right? Girl, that don't make no damn sense. Everybody sweat. It don't matter.
You got to get in and make it look like.
I stay hydrated.
And in a session, guys, in a regular session and in a quickie, how many positions are you likely to be in?
Two in a quickie, as many as possible in a regular. Depends on how long the song is. I'm playing music.
Really?
Quickie, I'm in one position.
I ain't really...
Wow. I'm in one position, no less.
No, because I got to get that shit in the front and the back.
What was the question?
If that's the case, I feel sorry for y'all. At one position, though, I feel sorry for you.
How many positions did you go through?
I didn't hear the question.
I got a roll.
So, y'all overlapping.
Wait, what was the question? I didn't hear it.
It's how many positions are you going to be in a quickie and in a regular session?
In a regular session, you have to do at least 7.5 different positions. In a quickie,
7.5.
Yeah, 7.5.
You might miss.
Wait, let me.
You're like, okay, hold on. Let me switch. Okay,
let me
switch.
Let me
feed in the box.
It's seven point five. It's 7.5 regular. For the quickie, you got to do at least maybe 11 different positions because everything is going to be done. Listen, everything is going to be done in quick strokes. So you want to give the illusion like it's not a quickie. Like, girl, he had me on the floor. Girl, he spit on me. Girl, he put me in a headlock. Girl, this nigga put it in my ankle. Girl, this nigga with my nose.
I'm just saying spinning is the topic. Spitting is the topic, Lady Steele. You started. Spitting is the topic. It ain't one night stand spitting.
This shit is about spitting, dog.
The time length. But women really go back and report to their friends like that? I mean, I do, but not like that.
Hell no.
Every
woman has told their female friend of at least one experience that they have with a dude, but they didn't tell them who the dude was. They said, oh, girl, he did this stuff, and mm-hmm. he body slammed me. But it felt good, though, when he body slammed me, girl. You should let your boo body slam you. And then, like,
and
you
then
know,
them,
stuff
no,
like that.
Then them bitches worrying about wondering why the hell they friends getting at they man and shit. So
see, that's what
that's
I'm saying.
No,
they don't tell,
no,
they don't
no,
tell
no.
them who they are.
I got a confession. I got a confession. That's how most of my other one-night stands happened, from the bitch before telling the new bitch, and that's how I wanted to see if it was like that for real. That's how, I'm no lie, that's how most of my one-night stands have happened.
What kind of trifling, mixy, messy shit is that? Like, if I have a one-night
stand. These country-ass women down here and these boonies, ain't nobody else here.
I ain't even country women. That's women, period. Trifling-ass women, period. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, oh, yeah, I can't stand him. Ooh, fuck him.
Like,
and then
honest,
you throw on your business. And then they're like, oh, well, let me see what it's like.
Girl, let me tell you what O'Neal did.
Not women,
and
I know.
And
I
the
appreciate
door.
All of them.
Yep, me too. I let them hug.
I appreciate them. Salute to them.
Get them bitches a pendant.
That's how it works for me. When my friend, my homie tells me about, you know, a dude that, you know, bodied her, I'm like, automatically, I do not, like, he's no longer attractive to me. If anything, I might giggle when I see him, because if she's told me something, like, extremely detailed, like, how he was eating
like
her out, I'm like,
and
always, like, chuckle to myself because I know that intimate detail, but he's, like, dead to me on the attraction factor.
Yeah, but see, that's how it goes, though. Not all women are like that. You know what I'm saying? Majority of women, you know what I'm saying? Especially these young ones out here, you know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. You know what I mean? Especially nowadays with all the, you know, with the way that, you know, music is going and all that. It's all, you know, I mean, it's all about, you know, what can I get? Motherfuckers, friendship don't mean shit no more. You know what I mean? So, you know, all that goes out the window. You start telling your business, and the next bitch is going to try to get all up in it like white on rice, you know?
And in
yeah.
that case, see, I wonder, has it ever happened where a female went bragging to a homegirl, but she was full of shit and the sex really whack? And so
no, I think it's not about saying, like I said before, my point, but I said it's not about saying who the person was. Like, you know, girl talk, same thing as guy talk. They say, oh, I've had an experience where so-and-so happened. You don't say exactly who that person was, because that's what makes the person like, oh, for real, Kareem? Yeah, you know, that nigga ain't no good. And the next thing you know, she's hanging out with Kareem. But if you don't say the name, you're like, yeah, girl, you know, he spit on me. Sorry still, but you brought it up. So we're going to talk about getting spit on.
But, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's the last time.
Yeah, and then your friend,
yeah, look what you did.
Listen, and then your friend is like, girl, he spit on you. Girl, if he did to you what he did to me, you let him spit on you all day long, but you don't say
off
the name
spit
of the person.
Me a motherfucker tonight. Yes, for sure.
Listen, I'm not.
That nigga
spitting on me
one.
A motherfucker tonight.
Girl, that nigga
spit
on the pussy
on
from across the room. He spit on the pussy from across the room, girl. I opened my leg. That nigga spit from the other side of the
what?
Room, and it hit the hey, pussy. Girl.
Hey, lady, spit. Hey, lady, spit. Hey.
Uh-huh.
Can I give a shout out real quick?
Coming up.
I'm Lady
Sia. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Shout out to all my Facebook friends tuning in. Shout out to you, little Chris. I salute you. He loving the show right now. I just wanted to, you know, shout them out because they is tuned in. You know what I'm saying? They tuned in right now. They on my Facebook. Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Ty's Facebook friend. Appreciate your viewership and listenership, if that's even a word.
Yeah.
But whatever, we appreciate you.
Right.
You know, back to the spit that never happened. At least
right.
not with that guy.
You saw
that's
me.
Not what I was talking about. I said shit.
Take this spit.
Huh?
Take this spit, girl.
Now rub it in your face. Like it.
That's how it happens.
Fucking
it
like it.
Says a move or...
Fucking like it. Put my big
what
toe
happened?
Up your nose.
No.
Put my big toe up your fucking nose. Now take that spit.
I feel like I'm in like a hood of support. What did you just say? What was the question still?
We
know, right?
The last
I'm in
that
jail.
We,
like, no, I don't do that. No.
No. No, get that away from me. No. No.
The amount of positions in a session is the last thing that we're actually discussing. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the S&M show. The number to call in is 347-857-4302 if you want to chime in and give us any of your war stories from when you've had threesomes, or even if you want to revert back to the earlier topic of one-night stands. We are live with Jordan O'Neill, comedian Ty Evans, and Mr. Smith rocking out. And they're making fun of me about spit that I never...
That never happened.
Exactly.
Well, copy.
We need to come
she
with a phone.
Spit it on.
The spit that she never
got,
happened.
So
she got spit on.
What is the average time for a guy that's jerking off?
3 minutes.
It's a pain.
30 seconds. 25 seconds.
It's a pain. Because, you know, a nigga can stop any time. You know what I'm saying? They'll start back off. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
If the porn get whack, you'll stop. I'll stop. If the porn get whack, I'm like, hold up, man. Let me skip to
See,
another part. Man.
The thing about self-love is mental, because you ever,
exactly,
like, got in the moment and then you slashed off, and then as soon as you're done, you got that feeling of guilt. Like, ah.
Yeah,
I'm just
disgusting.
What did I just do? Look at this. I got to clean this up. Oh,
I can't believe
my shirt socks.
Maybe being
socks.
Pissed off by never guilt. Is it kind
nah,
of like
I don't
with
be guilt. I don't
a
be
woman
guilty.
Thing? Maybe it's a woman thing, but maybe it's just a me thing. But I have some times where I know I'm about to go in, and I just need to get off really, really quick. And there's no video, no nothing. I just need to get to rubbing and get it out of my system so I can think straight.
Nah.
And then times
nah.
when I need to sit down and take the time and carefully select my video and, you know, set the
there,
whole audience.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing as taking time when it comes to a dude when he's about to beat off. Because I'm going to tell you the website.
For real. For real.
What? Nigga, I'm making an event out of this
wait.
Shit.
Listen. You know you've come across a good porn when you bust before the credits are done rolling. Now, when hear me out. Hear me out. You hear me out first.
Hear me out first.
It's to the point where, you know, you watch it. Like, nobody watches a porn. Like, if the porn is 48 minutes long, nobody takes 48 minutes
no.
to watch a 48-minute
no.
porn.
You
if
go
the porn
to your
is
48
porn? Minutes, you finish the porn in about 27 seconds. Is by the time you're done. And the funny thing is, when you try to stop, it's like another person is in the room. Like, no, keep going. And you're like, no, I got to stop. And you're like, no, keep going. You're like, oh, my God, no. And then it's over.
I'm making an event out there, shit.
I've lost some good
orgasms
trying to find the perfect scenes, like the perfect parts, because, you know, my right hand is my power hand. My right hand is what I use to get off.
Me too.
But also, that hand that has easier access to change the, you know, to fast forward or whatever. Like, my hand-eye coordination sucks with my left hand, so I can't have one hand on my and then the other one changing it, so I have to do double duty. And I've lost plenty of really good intense
You need to invest in a PlayStation 4
no.
so you can be like,
what I don't understand is how women break toys. That's what I want to know.
What
are you doing? To the point where you break toys.
I've never broke
toys. Yeah, I know a couple females broke their toys.
Dildo and dry rod it. The dildo dry rod it.
I've
like it just dry rod it. Like just
and you know forgot like the you know woken up with it like halfway inside and you know the motor's all low. The batteries are damn near dead. That's like. Sometimes a nut is so good you literally instantly fall asleep.
It's
yep.
like I don't know if you guys watch Animal Planet where they shoot an animal with a tranquilizing dart and they try to
mm-hmm.
run and they just can't.
Where is this going with
like,
the animals?
No,
yep.
I said Animal Planet, not Animal Porn.
Animal Planet.
Animal Planet. When you see like a bear get shot with a tranquilizer dart. Or when you see, like, a giraffe, a newborn, try to stand up. You see how weak their legs are? That's exactly what it
That's
feels
how
like
we feel.
When you release.
Yep. Listen. I done fucking jack off one time, And I fucking woke up with my hand stuck to my dick. Like, I just went to sleep. And I woke up and that shit was like glue, nigga. Yeah, that shit was glue.
Yeah,
I woke up like, oh, shit.
It's so crazy because, you know what I'm saying? It's so crazy because to this day, my grandma still don't speak to me. But it just, shit fucks up. For real.
Why you don't speak to you?
What you say?
They walk in the room and, you know, I ain't finna stop.
Oh, it got me.
I'm not about to
sleep with my shit in my hand. I was 15. I ain't even know the ethics of jacking off then. I was doing it wrong.
I think the joy out of watch of climaxing is when you make the other person come and you watch how it looks like their life is escaping from their body because they're so weak.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody else gets goosebumps.
Man, what?
I don't give a fuck about
man,
her.
What?
I don't give
man,
a motherfucker about her. If her soul jumped
I think that's where you take the fun away from, where you're like, I don't care if she comes or not. Like, I think
you're making
I think
love, bro. That's making love.
You gotta,
yeah, that's
you
making
gotta,
love,
you know,
man.
Got,
that's
you
making
got
love,
bro. That's just me.
That means, yeah, that means you making love every time. I'm going in that if we fucking, like fucking, not like, I don't give a fuck about this chick.
Even when you're
fucking,
you should care that she gets off.
Fuck that. If I go as long as I can go and I don't win, that's it. I'm roll over.
I mean,
I'm going to go to sleep with my dick in my hand.
I care why I'm in. But, you know.
When I'm done, I'm fucking done.
I go. Yeah. Once I'm done, it's over with.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Better luck next time. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's how we get down.
It's not over. You got a mouth still. You better figure something out.
I mean,
out.
No, hell no. I ain't eating a box crap out of my nut. You crazy?
I mean,
if she got some magic potion, I could dip my dick in and that motherfucker going to wake right back up, then okay. But other than that, I mean, if it's that serious that you got to get your nut, which I still don't give a fuck about, give me 5 minutes.
You had to get yours.
You know what I'm saying? Give me 5 minutes. Let me get retooled and shit. Let me get me some water and shit, and I'm coming back. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm not about to sit here and be like, yo, did you nut? Like, I don't give a fuck if you did or not. Like, for me, it's like, oh, here it comes. And she's like, no, not yet. Oh, too fucking bad. You know what I'm saying? We've been fucking for 20 minutes. I'm fucking tired. I worked 16 hours. Bust a fucking nut. You lucky you got 20 out my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go already, shit. Why are we making a marathon out of this shit when it's a motherfucking temp job? Let's get it over with. Ain't no point in making a career out of a temp job.
Keep fucking chicks like that, you're going to be starring in your very own episode of Snap.
I will never be lonely because I still got this big brown dick. And that's all I'm putting. And I'm
real
sitting
nigga,
on
real
bitch,
nigga,
I'm
man.
Sitting on him and putting my big
real
toe
nigga,
up in there.
Straight up. You're useless if she's not nutting.
I ain't say all of them ain't nutting. I'm saying I'm not going to wait for you to nut. I ain't never said, hell no, because I've
had
plenty of girls, they counting. Like, I fucked this one chick, and she'd be like, one. And then, like, 10 minutes later, she's like, oh, two. I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah,
like,
but
is this Sesame Street?
Some females nut quick. Some don't. Mm-hmm. Some, you got to really put in work. And I ain't talking about just fucking. You got to do all kind of...
And my girlfriend,
you know what I'm saying, extraordinary shit, you know what I'm saying?
And every girl
right.
that I get in a relationship with, like a girlfriend, like every time I had a girlfriend, she nut before we fuck, because here again, I'm going to eat the box if that's my girlfriend, and I do a goddamn good job. That's
so,
why I ain't giving
so
that shit
think
to everybody.
You think that the pre-fucking nut counts?
What?
Like if she gets one because you ate her out. And then you fuck.
I like her to come before I fuck. I like to eat that shit till she busts a fucking nut, and then I'm going in.
And then she's gonna get another one, right?
Damn right. But see, she gonna get another one because she already wrecked. She done felt that first one, right? And you already know. Still, don't act like you don't know. Y'all get that first one, and then them shits just start rolling off.
Yeah, they start rolling.
Yeah, them shits start rolling off. So if I get her to come while I'm eating that shit,
right,
and she gonna come. She's going to come while I eat that shit. So if I get her to come
but
while I eat that
ask,
shit,
every
once
guy
I
has
beat that shit.
Dick.
Huh?
Every guy is not fucking like that or not capable of giving a woman multiple orgasms. I know.
That's crazy.
And that's why we fucking they women.
Yeah, exactly.
basically.
Yeah.
You guys, possible.
What,
are you looking
what
for that? Inquiring minds want to know. Do you, what?
What'd you say, still? We real?
Do you eat butt? That's what I
asked. Hell yeah, I eat that butt. If she my girlfriend, I'm eating that butt. I eat that butt. I surprise her ass so quick. She wasn't even ready for that shit. Goddamn right. I'm going to eat that butt. I'm going to make that motherfucker twerk on my face. Do it.
Did you realize I tried to ask that in my sexiest voice ever?
No comment. My supporters is listening.
Man, my people listening too. I don't give a, I eat butt. I put that shit on my wall on Facebook. I will eat that butt. I don't give a motherfuck. If she's sexy and she my girlfriend, I'm eating that butt. I don't remember a girlfriend I didn't have who butt I didn't eat.
Oh,
what?
Why everybody else
I'ma
crying?
Eat that butt. Nigga, look at my mustache. Bruh, I eat that butt, bruh. I eat that booty. Eat that booty. I eat that butt.
Any?
Yeah.
All right. So this guy said there's no foreplay that goes hand in hand with quickies, but there might be an occasional lick to the clit or lick to the ass just to kind of set it off and get some moisture down there. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
No, what was it again?
I think if you know, like the quickie's about to pop off beforehand, you kind of, like, let her know what's about to go down. Then that way, you know, you get the juices flowing without you having to put your mouth on it anyway. And then you'd be like, hey, baby, can I see the remote right there? Yeah, right there on the floor. When she brings over to get it, then that's when, bam, you make out with the box.
Surprise,
with your face.
Fuck that. I ain't eating no shit there, no quickie. I spit on
wait,
my fucking
how
hand.
Wait, hold on. How you going to say you're not going to eat the box if you just said you're going to eat the butt?
I ain't eating a box or a butt on no quickie. She said a quickie. On a quickie? Like, that's like, goddamn, she went in the bathroom to wash her face. Okay, and I ran up behind her. I'm going to spit on my fucking hand. I'm going to put that shit across the pussy, and I'm going in. Why am I eating a pussy during a quickie? We trying to make
if
a minute of love.
Has anyone ever had an anal quickie?
A what?
Like, you slipped in it?
Wait, a what?
An anal quickie.
Anal what?
You gotta say that shit a little clear. Anal quickie.
Yeah,
have
I don't understand.
Bitch in the ass?
What
yeah.
was it? Anal what?
Anal quickie.
Yes.
You saying how we ever fucked a girl in the ass before a quickie?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Nah, man, that's boring. I ain't never did no shit like that, nah.
A lot of women won't do that.
Exactly.
Anyway, but to say that they would do it for a quickie, they sound like they catch wild animals with their bare hands. If they're going to ask for something like
motherfuckers.
That.
Amazon.
So, not even Amazon. Like, she probably sneezes and don't even close her eyes. That's the type of chick you're dealing with.
I can't fuck no bitch in the ass who don't hurt. If it don't hurt, I got to come out of there. What the fuck?
Man, for real.
Why are you okay with this? I can't think about it. She don't flinch and if she don't flinch and nothing, like that's a red flag, dog. Like she looks back at you. She looks back at you like this is your asshole to take. Man, no. Fuck, what the fuck? No, why are you okay with this?
Thank God that you missed our
what
that
is
you missed
this
our
prison talk.
Be happy that you missed the anal episode because you would have been sons. I should let you guys know, viewers, Jordan O'Neill has gotten like the villain of the night. The ladies absolutely cannot stand you right now. Just so you know.
I love y'all too. Just for that, I love all you ladies. And I thought I could win y'all over by saying I eat the butt, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's why ain't nobody eating y'all butt. That's why y'all so angry. Get your butt ate. You'll be more happy. Let them eat the butt.
Well, it was great having you guys on the show. We are about to wrap it up. I want to give a shout-out to each and every one of you that tuned in tonight, as well as all of you that agreed to actually do this show. And I want to give you the opportunity once again to talk to the viewers and let them know where they can follow you, if you have anything that you're working on coming up that they could catch, and you know, what's in store for you. And again, because the guys are so indecisive, let's start with.
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook, Comedian Edward Ty Evans, Twitter, Comedian Ty One, Instagram, shit, yo guess good as mine. Shit, I got a big show May 31st in Centralia, Illinois. Catch me there on May 31st in Centralia, Illinois, 4 hours from Memphis, 4 hours from Chicago, right in the middle. I got a lot of upcoming movies, a sitcom coming out called Third Wheel. Be on the lookout for that, VH1, blessing me with that. Shout out to all my Facebook friends that tuned in. Thanks for all the love and support. You know, shout out to everybody else on this show, too. Because, you know, they made my day as well. So that's about it. Appreciate you, Lady Steele. And shout out to O'Neal, too, man. That nigga had me rolling tonight. Yeah.
My nigga.
Who's next? Jesus. Okay, O'Neal, go. All
right, yeah. Y'all can find me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/OC Worst Behavior. You can follow me on Instagram at JordanO'Neal87, or catch me on Twitter. I created that shit just for the people who don't like me. That shit is should have been a porn star. Follow me on that shit. And that's about it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to be seeing me real soon or whatever. I'm getting it from the ground up. So shout out to all my people who told me to do it. Keon, Rocky Haywood, T. Presley, my nigga Drop. You know what I'm saying? May Denise, all y'all, my family who listening, love y'all, man. I'm glad y'all told me to do this shit because it's dope.
And, of course, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, I'm actually live chatting in the group right now. That's right, I'm on Facebook. Twitter, it is SKTV_. Instagram, it is SKTV_. Just linked with an agent, so I will keep people posted as to when I'm going to start doing shows again and traveling. And then I probably might do a show again this month in New York. I'll let y'all know. Follow. I got a mixtape dropping called Bacon and Fish Grease. And shout out to everybody out there. You know, Lil Riri. Nah, I don't got no shout outs. I just want to sound like a thug, and that's not working. So those are the online.
I was able to go and see him in person, and it was hella funny. He was also responsible for giving me the opportunity to heckle the shit out of Jim Gaffigan. That forever. Will remain in my memory. So I look forward
Thank
to
you.
That again. I was hoping we would have some trolls or hecklers come in and catch y'all off guard, but I guess everybody's kind of
they
here.
They know
the There's no such thing as catching us off guard.
Oh, yeah, catch my DVD, too. I forgot about my DVD. Damn, tripping. June 2nd, fuck my life, even my grandma got a lace front. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Man.
Oh, shit.
Damn right.
Since I'm not going to have you guys next week, what I would like to do, normally I tell everybody what the topic for next week is going to be, and since you guys won't be on, maybe you'll call in if you decide to, but since we have you here right
Definitely.
Now, thoughts on it. And what we're going to be discussing next week is basically who are the biggest freaks in bed? Black people,
Asian.
White people, Hispanic, Asians. And why? Why do you think that?
They like hot sauce on their thing, but go ahead, yeah.
I don't know. You have to define freak because
Asian.
People do crazy things. Like freak, like, that's like, that's just nasty, nasty. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. Or, like, you know, you are nasty. Do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty,
do
it again.
Well,
do it again.
Let me call Asians are pretty freaky. They do some nasty stuff. Like, I watched one porn
mm-hmm.
where the chick put, like, one of those old people commode over this guy's head, and he had, like, a tube that went from his mouth to the commode, and she spat on it and, like, defecated in it, and
Man, I'm going. Man. What the fuck?
That's not even nasty. That's just stupid. Like, I don't know.
That ain't even sex, yo. That's like
to
dumb
each his
shit.
Own, she just used the bathroom while he was naked and erect. That's not.
Did
sex.
Anybody else just make the what the fuck face? Because I did.
I mean.
It was like it was some. I don't know if it was in Japan or if it was in China or it was in one of those countries.
Fuck,
yeah.
Where was
all
that?
I know is it was insane. That's what that was. That is insane. I don't
it
care what
like
city country it's in.
Sex Olympics. It was a sex Olympics, and they were jacking
that
off
shit just
that.
Made spitting safe.
But anyway, let me not throw us off topic. Who is your pick for the freakiest of women? I guess as it pertains to you.
Amazon.
Who's
Black Amazon?
Who's the
Black Amazon woman. Them big 6'2" black women. The ones who like the rough view, they'll do anything. They be got like they had like balls tied in their mouth and shit. You know what I'm saying? They be like, fuck me, tied to shit. I like that kind of shit. I ain't gonna say that. Okay, I ain't gonna say I like that kind of shit because my family listening. But you know, I kind of like that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, let me slap you one time. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of, you know, that's kind of freaky to me. But that's about it. You know, let me eat some cornflakes off your booty. You know, that's, yeah, Amazon.
I'm not into food and sex at the same time.
I want to eat some cornflakes off some booty. I don't give a fuck. Like, put some sugar on them shits because you can't eat cornflakes just straight. So I'll put some sugar on her booty too. Shit.
When I was younger and trying to be freaky, but I had no money, there was an episode with Mountain Dew, but that's about as, you know,
watch a great roll down her crack.
Did you used to take the Oodles and Noodles packet and sprinkle it across your nipples and then lick it off the chicken flavor?
Yo, what the fuck?
No, it wasn't that bad.
What flavor was it? Well,
no, because you said. You say you didn't have any money, so I'm just saying you never know because you letting dudes spit on you, so why not do the chicken season packet of Oodles and Noodles?
Where would I put the powder?
On the noodles.
You can sprinkle it. It's like a sugar, but it's just not sugar. It's the chicken flavor season, the powder.
Who's your pick for freakiest woman?
Wait, you said who's the freakiest woman?
Mm-hmm. The freakiest type of women you run into.
I mean, I can't say it's, you know, it's just women are all different, but yet they're all the same. If they really want to get it in, they're going to get it in. And ain't nothing going to stop them from getting theirs and from making me get mine. So I can't really say, like.
Freak, like she wanted anal. She wanted you to come in her face. She wanted to.
It's not
your
only
ass,
one chick that's
stick a finger in your ass.
Stuff. I'd say one chick that was crazy was in fact the one night stand that I had. Like she was, I thought I was gonna die because I never thought that woman had that type of strength because I work out and I didn't think that she did the things like I'm looking over my shoulder to check and make sure she ain't running up on me. That's how much she went in, and she was determined to make sure, you know what, this nigga ain't never going to forget me. That's the type of box she gave me. And I know she ain't the only chick out there that give a dude that this nigga ain't never going to forget me box because I ain't never going to forget her.
I've never encountered a woman with that kind of strength. I just automatically pictured She-Hulk. Who has been, what has been your freakiest encounter between the races of women? Ty?
What now?
My nigga done went to sleep.
What are you doing?
What now?
He took a nap.
What now?
He's frozen clothes.
He's looking for that Asian porno.
He's playing with his favorite sock.
Now, what was the question there?
Ooh,
who's
shit.
Been the freakier, in your experience, who are the freakier women? Black, white, Asian, Hispanic?
Definitely white. Definitely white. You know what I'm saying? Because they, you know, some of them,
be into, like, weird shit, you know what I'm saying? Like real weird type of sexual activity, you know what I'm saying? Definitely white, though.
Weird sexual activity, like?
What now? Oh, they like...
That nigga went to sleep again.
Watching weird sexual activity, that's why.
It's a weird
nigga watching porno.
No, it's a weird crazy shit, though. Definitely white, though. I had Asians, too. Asians want just, you know, they don't do a lot of shit. Blacks do more than Asians, to me. The ones I had, you know what I'm saying?
I wonder about an African woman sometimes. I want old black spear-chucking motherfucker.
But they don't believe in deodorant, though, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about Africa.
She going to learn today. She'll believe in that shit today. Put that ass in the shower.
Them motherfuckers do not believe in deodorant, man.
Yeah, fuck them Africans.
Get hard off them.
I get me a South African, and I think they wear deodorant.
This is some, like, the last few comments are so ignorant.
But you know what, though? You know what, though? We stink to them, you know what I'm saying? So that shit crazy.
They crazy because we know what stink is. It ain't us.
Exactly. That shit wild, man. Yeah.
Well, based on this little commentary, I don't think you guys have actually encountered true freaks. But
fuck out of here.
Cool.
I think somebody put in the comments and said, like, freak could be, what's freaky to me may not be freaky to you. I think it's just a general word.
See, I disagree,
like,
because I think freak has gotten so mainstream that people are making it relative and customizing and tailoring it, but, you know, because nowadays everybody's a freak, and that's not the purpose of a freak.
Yeah.
A freak is, like, outcast.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly why I said.
Fetishes too.
What may be freaky to you?
The fact that they like to have sex makes them a freak.
No, listen. Look, still, when you said the dude spit on you, that's freaky to you. To some Asian chick, that's probably not freaky to her. So
Asian women like spit.
I knew a girl, no bullshit, in Carolina right now, that she's infatuated about shitting. Shitting turned her on. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is crazy. I mean, seriously. She the type that'll want you, if you taking a shit, to call her. You see what I'm saying? Like, seriously.
Damn, Carolina,
you know
we doing that?
Man, no bullshit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's her.
Nigga,
home.
I'm out here. That's what I'm saying?
Yeah. She want niggas to shit on her. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's a fetish.
I don't know. I might be
kind of
interested in shitting on a bitch.
I wouldn't classify her as being freaky. I would classify her as being a toilet bowl.
That whole nasty.
Pretty much trying to experience whatever it takes to get a nut.
That's what turned off.
That's not freaky. I call that hard work. Like, if the person says, oh, I'm supposed to make you come, that's not freaky. That's called hard work. Like Floyd Mayweather said, hard work, dedication. Hard work, dedication. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put in hard work and make sure that the person that you with about to bless
somebody. We're coming to that time, and it was definitely awesome to have you guys on this week. We look forward to maybe inviting you back for another show if possible. But thank you guys for everybody that tuned in tonight and everybody that's online in the chat room that decided to call in. We appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing from you next week. Good night.
Well, it's a group thing. It's got a funky sway. Well, it's a group thing, a group.